Tony Broom Ministries now presents the following Bible study from the book of Revelation, chapter 7. The title of this session is The Lamb Who is Worthy. Thank God for the Lamb of God, who is worthy to receive all the praise and worship of God. He is God. Jesus Christ is worthy to be glorified as the exalted Lamb of God. No wonder John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." There is none like the spotless Lamb of God. And we come to the book of the Revelation, chapter 5. This is a glorious chapter in God's Word. The church age has closed. The chapter 4, as we think of the rapture, is taking place. All the elders and the living creatures, the angels around the throne, the beautiful sea of glass, the rainbow, all the sights of heaven are seen in chapter 4. The worship of God, Creator, who sits on the throne. You have created all things for your pleasure. They are and were created. And now, our golden text verse is chapter 5, verse 9. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Here the redeemed of God are praising the Lamb of God, those who have been redeemed out of every tribe and nation and tongue. Salvation is all-inclusive, Jew and Gentile, red and yellow, black and white. We're all precious in His sight. The Lamb of God dies to redeem people from all the nations and all over the world. The first four verses, we have a challenge. Challenge to open the book. This chapter presents a sealed book. This is a very important juncture because God's wrath has to be poured out on this world. Those who refuse to worship and serve the Lamb of God, those who refuse to give their life to Jesus Christ as Savior, make Him their Lord, they would have had their sins rolled over on the Lamb of God. But now, because they have refused to worship and serve the Lamb of God, they have to have retribution and pay for their own sins. What an awful thing it is to face the judgment of God and stand guilty, unredeemed, guilty for your own sins. Here is a book. This book contains the judgments that are to be unleashed and take place upon this world. But the book has to be open. The book has to be open before the judgment can take place, before anything can proceed. It's like a lead wall has been put up and nothing else can happen. It is almost like time is standing still and nothing else can take place. And I saw in the right hand of Him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. These seven seals contain the judgment of God's wrath. Seven is God's number of completion. Seven seals will pour out God's wrath upon this world. These seven seals are seven seals of judgment which contain the wrath of God. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" So here is a proclamation. Here is a question given. Booming out voice, this angel proclaims, "Who is worthy to take the book and to open its seals?" Someone has to be worthy to open this book and to reveal its contents. And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Here was a message search that took place. And this massive search took place in heaven, it took place on the earth, and it took place under the earth. And nobody, no person, no creature, no soul was found worthy to open the book and even to look at it. And I, this is John, wept much, he says, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. Here is a predicament. What are we going to do? John said, I wept much because it didn't seem like anybody would be found to open the book, and therefore things could not proceed. We could not have that metatauta, as I talk about sometimes, the things which should be hereafter. Seems like the revelation will close. Seems like things will be left undone. The book will not be unopened. But here is Jesus Christ. He prevails. Verses 5 through 8. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. This one is a lamb. This one is a lion. He's described here, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Judah's lion, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the one who has authority. He has been slain. He has been resurrected. And he is the one now who has authority to unleash the judgment of God upon this world. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, not just the branch, but the root. That's where it all comes from. As a lion, he has power. He has authority. As the Root of David, he is the creator, the bright and morning star, the Son of God, God the Son. He is the creator. He is a lamb. He is a lion, but he's God Almighty, the Root of David. He has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, these four living creatures that are created and made to praise and give glory to God, and in the midst of the elders, those who worship God continually, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Seven horns, seven eyes, seven. He sees all. He knows all. He has all authority, and he's King of kings and Lord of lords. And does that violate the Father's position? No, it does not. The Scripture says that God the Father has given all authority into the hand of his Son. And he is there now, not only as a lion, for those in this world who refuse to serve him. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And those who love and trust in him, he is the Lamb of God that takes away their sin. And he'll take away the sin of the whole world if they would only come to him. There appears now in the midst of the throne a lamb as it had been slain. There are the marks of that slaughter. He is not slain anymore. He is not dead anymore. But he appears as a lamb that had been slain. And now he has seven eyes and seven spirits, which are the seven spirits of God. And this simply says a manifold, full manifold Spirit of God. A complete, wonderful Spirit of God. And how complete God is. God is complete. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This wonderful Lion Lamb is seen in the midst of the throne. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Oh, what a moment that was. When he comes up without shame, without any backwardness, he comes up right to the throne, and he takes the book out of the Father's hand, and he says, as it were, give me the book. And he said, all right, you have a right to open it. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. They now have a commotion in heaven, a commotion of worship and praise. As they bow before the Lamb and before the throne and before God, they are there and they fall down and they have their harps to play and to worship God, and they have their vials or bowls full of odors, the incense or the prayers of the saints. Do you know, my beloved, every time you pray, there's more added to those bowls. Every time you pray, there's more incense prayers sent up before the throne of God. And the song says, day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. As it goes up before the throne, out of the angel's hand, the incense ascends up before God, being mixed with the prayers of the saints. And this wonderful Lamb, Lion of God, has prevailed now to open the book. Universal worship of the Lamb takes place in verses 9 through 14. They sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. I cannot emphasize too much just how important salvation is. Jesus told the disciples, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go and teach, make disciples of all nations, of all ethnos, of all people, regardless of race, creed, color, or kind. Go and preach the gospel. Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And now the praise chorus rings out in heaven. You are worthy to receive the glory and the honor. You were slain and hast redeemed us to God by your blood. Thank God for the blood of the Lamb who makes the vilest sinner clean, that shed to make the vilest sinner clean. One drop of the blood of the Lamb will hair-lip every devil and will cleanse every sin. Thank God for his precious blood that gives witness in heaven and glory to God. You have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And that day when the people of the earth will stand before God and praise him with their own language and praise him out of every tribe and kindred and tongue, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests. You may be nothing down here now. Just a pauper, just a poor guy, someone that no one pays any attention to, a girl that no one listens to, but you are a king and priests, princes and princesses of the Most High God. You have made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Thank God we will rule and reign with him. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne. And the beasts, the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, and millions of the myriads of angels, and people, and creatures, and praising God, saying with a loud voice, and here is the seven praises of the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. Hear these seven praises of the Lamb. He is worthy, the Lamb that was slain, to receive power. He is all-powerful, and riches. He owns it all, and wisdom. There's none so wise and holy as he. Strength, strong and mighty is his name. Honor, give honor and glory to the Lamb of God, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever. Praise God, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah to his holy name. Now the book is open, as it were, and it will be one day. It hasn't taken place yet, but it will be. The book will be open just as sure as you and I are here today. The book will be open, and the judgments will be allowed to proceed and go forth on this world. You say, how and why are you looking forward to judgment? It's not that we are looking for the judgment, beloved, but we are looking forward to seeing that time when God's wrath will be poured out on this world and take care of sin and unrighteousness. And we're looking for that time when the Lamb of God will be praised. They ridicule him now. They blaspheme his name now. They try to take his name off the air. They try to take it from the internet, the printed page, and try their best not even to include his name in the prayer. And without his name, prayer and praise and religion and belief and doctrine, without his name, all of it is empty and vain and hopeless. But with the name of Jesus, there is no salvation without his name. With his name, all things are possible. In his name, there is no other name given among men from heaven whereby we must be saved. This Lamb of God, the Lamb who is worthy, is the one who is worthy to be praised. The Lamb Who Is Worthy has been a production of Tony Broom Ministries.